Star Trek 57, M23, take two.
It's the It's Got Star Trek podcast.
All righty, I have started the podcast.
Podcast.
Officially. All right. How you doing over there, Jesse?
Oh, I'm doing well, sir.
You're doing all right, Jesse?
Yes, sir.
How you doing over there, Dan?
My Saylot fought a La Mancha in the Langon foothills.
Wait. What was that, Dan?
Saylot.
That was a bit of a non sequitur. Could you repeat that?
My Saylot fought a La Mancha in the Langon foothills.
Okay, I still don't get how that's a welcome to the podcast.
We should let him finish, please.
Yeah. Okay, you're right. Dan, please finish what you were saying.
T'kuvma, bal rampu,
kilesh,
talon rampu, bokan rampu, humantu, lamku.
Thank you, Dan. All right, folks. I think you're probably on to us. That was a little bit of classic It's Got Star Trek subterfuge.
Foolery.
That was some tomfoolery and subterfuge.
Horseplay.
Because, of course, Dan is not here with us tonight.
No.
Unfortunately, he was called out of town unexpectedly. And the thing is we had advertised last week that this week we planned to discuss the Star Trek Enterprise Season 1 episode Acquisition, which is a fun, Ferengi-focused episode. Ferengi. And we do have a policy that we can't do Ferengi episodes without Dan.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Now, we never talked
Article
about this.
Two.
Yeah, we never talked about this policy formally with Dan. It's something I'm sort of assuming.
It's like in the unspoken charter.
Yeah, I just assume that Dan would be upset if we had gone ahead and discussed Acquisition without him.
I think he said that.
And without his handy-dandy library of bespoke sound clips.
Chief O'Brien's
and whatnots. You'll notice tonight there will be a dearth of Chief O'Brien's, of Belana's
on it,
of evidences.
Holograms.
So you'll forgive us for performing a bit of an experiment tonight. It's going to sound a little different. The structure of the episode is going to be a little bit different.
It's humans full of words.
Because it's just Jesse and I tonight. Mr. Crinkle's over there. And we're going to have fun. We've got a great idea. We think you guys are going to enjoy it in lieu of our discussion of Acquisition, which we will get back to once Dan returns with his sound effects. But yes.
Whenever that is.
It's going to be a little odd without our holograms and the...
We're not going to be able to make up for Dan not being here.
Doohickeys and stuff. Yes, we're not. Exactly.
Well missed.
We're not going to be able to make up for it.
Big old hole in the podcast.
So that's why we're trying to do something a little different today. And I'll explain what that little different thing is, but first I suppose I should introduce the podcast, right? So this is... It's the It's Got Star Trek podcast. There we go. Thank you, Jesse. You've already heard the jingle at the front of the show. So, yes, it's the It's Got Star Trek podcast. I was about to say the number, but I don't know if this counts as a normal episode or a bonus episode. I'm inclined to call it a bonus
episode.
We're
not sure yet. Seems bonus.
I think it's bonus.
Bonus.
If not, what would it be? Would this be 280? I think this would be 280.
No, I thought it was 281.
No, I think it's... no, you're totally right. 281.
Oh,
I'm a jackass. Patterns of Force we discussed last week was 280. But I don't think we're going to call this 281. I think we'll save 281 for Acquisition, as was originally intended.
Yeah.
So this is probably going to be listed as a bonus episode.
It's sort of Star Trek.
It's kind of like Star Trek. So it's got Star Trek, either bonus episode or episode 281. We'll see. You guys will know. What are we going to do this week? Okay. I'll get right to it. This week, my voice is cracking. I'm so excited. This week, we are going to play sort of a random selection of highlight clips. And you might say, well, Patrick, where are you getting these highlight clips from?
Oh, well, from the multitude of content.
Lo and behold.
Lo and behold.
Lo and behold, especially longtime listeners or recent listeners who have binged past episodes.
Wow, that's impressive.
May know or may have discovered on YouTube, because we have a whole playlist of all these artisanally selected highlight clips. We used to pull highlight clips from every episode in order to market them. We stopped doing that a while ago because it took a long time and it was very stressful. But it did give us this really nice library from a certain era of It's Got Star Trek of fun highlight clips. And so we thought, why not play some of those tonight? And Jesse and the audience can kind of guess as to what episode they're talking about. Maybe what era of It's Got Star Trek they're in.
Guess.
We will react to them and have some fun doing that. So, thusly, we will fulfill our podcasting contract, which requires weekly content to be produced.
We have to pretend.
Yeah.
We have to give some content.
And Jesse's getting ahead of the next part.
There's some extra content.
The next part of this, which is to make it a little extra fun, Jesse and I thought, just like we did when we discussed Spirit Folk and Fairhaven and Spirit Folk, so long ago. That was a long time ago.
It's a St. Patrick's Day podcast.
It was another time that, it was, wasn't it? Yeah,
I think it was.
It was another time. Dan was out of town. And as a result, Jesse and I drank a lot of Irish whiskey and discussed Fairhaven and Spirit Folk from Voyager. That's a great episode. You should check it out. Can't remember the number. You can find it on our website.
It was a long time ago.
Just type in Fairhaven in the search bar. All right. We're going to take a quick break here. That's what we're going to do. Like right at the top, we're going to take a quick break, very quick. And during that break, we'll consume some podcasting juice. Some podcasting potions.
I'm going to eat some of this popcorn.
And Jesse's going to eat some more of this crinkly popcorn.
Crinkly,
and
crinkly.
When we return, we will be all ready to go. Jesse will roll some digital dice, which will help us select which highlight clip we will play, and then we will judge or think about or comment on or otherwise just hopefully be
entertained. There's no like emails or anything?
No emails this week. Well, we'll save that for next week.
No one's going to comment on any of our foolishness.
No, not this week. Next week, no doubt, we will be deluged. But this week, not so much. Okay.
That's a good point.
It took us a moment to get there, but I think we've got the basics out here. Dan's not here, so no holograms, no Chief O'Brien.
Holograms?
Instead, we will play highlight clips, so you will be hearing Dan's voice and possibly even some of his special sound effects that people seem to enjoy so much, depending on the highlight clip.
Let's hope so.
All right. Well, we'll take a break, and when we get back, we will continue this ridiculousness. All right. Be right back.
All right. Chief O'Brien.
B'Elanna's on it. All right. Hey, welcome back.
It's Got Star Trek.
Jesse and I have returned to regale you with our thoughts about these highlight clips that are coming up. But first, you might be asking, how will you select from among the 129 highlight clips that you have available on your YouTube channel's playlist of artisanally selected highlight clips?
So I have to randomly select.
How, Patrick? You may be asking.
I haven't heard anybody ask.
Yeah, well, it's an asynchronous form of communication, Jesse.
Yeah, I know.
As we've reminded you in the past.
Time and again.
Okay, Jesse, what have you decided on how to randomize?
Well, I have a dice rolling app. Instead of rolling physical dice, there are these dice.
Which dice did you pick? Did you pick like a bunch of D20s or something?
So there's one D20 and some like percentile dice. It's essentially like a 100 sided dice. So it's like at least like some sort of 120 possible things. So we'll get sort of in there. Because it's like 130, 150. Whatever.
It's 129. We have 129 highlight clips to pick from.
Okay, so we'll sort of be able to randomize most of that.
All right.
Most of that.
All right, so is it one D20 and one percentage die?
And the two percentage die for like, you know.
Does that add up to 200?
It's like two 10-sided dice, so it adds up to 100.
Oh, to 100.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I will trust that you will be able to figure out how to interpret these things in order to help us select the next clip.
Can you hear that? Does that work?
Oh, yeah. No, I can totally hear that.
Word. Okay, so.
Hey, Dan, can you hear that?
My Salot fought a La Mancha in the Langon foothills.
All right, what's it say?
105.
All right, 105. I will scroll down in the list to highlight clip number 105. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
The way that he seemed to describe it, he was talking about the engines can't regenerate. So basically, the antimatter engines, they regenerate to maintain power, basically, right?
It's like an alternator.
Yes, but it's a little different. Right. I was thinking that, too.
It's like recovering energy from your disc brakes.
It's a little different, though, because...
Well, yes, it's a starship.
Well, my...
Oh, no.
That's what I was going for. Because it's a big ship, not a tiny car with the wheels on the road.
Because I was saying...
Wheels are in space.
A car...
Some space wheels.
A car is limited by the amount of power it can put out, right? And so I'm sure the Enterprise is limited by power it can put out as well, but it also seems
and to, by physics.
And but it also seems to be limited.
Kind of. Sort of.
It also. Well, we'll find out when I finish the sentence, right?
If you ever do.
Yeah,
Take your bets, folks.
It's not on. It's not up to me, apparently.
I'm not stopped.
So we're fast forwarding a bit
it started playing into the next one. That was a funny. That was a really good clip. That was a funny clip.
I was pushing that guy's button.
Do you have any ideas as to which episode of Star Trek we were discussing?
No, but I remember the whole thing. I mean, now that I've heard it, yeah. I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. That was a good time. But yeah. I totally don't remember the episode.
It was episode 35 of It's Got Star Trek. And it was when we were discussing Star Trek, the animated series. One of our planets was missing.
And
the Lorelei signal.
Okay.
Both of those, particularly the Lorelei signal, that's a good episode of Star Trek. Man. I remember that one.
Solid Star Trek.
All right. So I think we sort of got the idea.
Shall I roll again?
You should roll again. And let's hear some fucking clickies. Yeah. Awesome. It's like it just takes like a slightly too long to resolve it. So I'm like, why does it take so fucking long? It's meant to be a more efficient way to roll dice.
Let's see, what is this? 63.
All right. 63. Hold on as I use my mouse to grab the little scrolly business, and I'm scrolling up to episode 63.
Jet Reno came back on the show.
Yeah. Not on some licorice.
Yeah, that was great because she was like, this isn't food, it's candy. Yeah, right. Particularly an accessory. That's my favorite Jet Reno line to date.
Yeah, Stamets goes like, I haven't seen you since the dawn of time, which has got to be some kind of weird time joke. But it was true. She disappeared for a while.
Yeah, there was a few episodes.
And then she said she was realizing her lifelong dream of taking us from plasma to fully polaric warp conduits. And they were fucking up with her backup cells or something. So.
What a great character.
Yeah, and that's when like Adira told her to stop chewing on the candy. And I thought Book was being a little forward when he was telling her to stop eating the candy. It's like, Book.
He's like, you're not allowed to eat in here.
Nah. He's like, who are you, Book?
Well, he read the book. I mean, no pun intended. Stop that. No pun intended.
I wish I could turn off autoplay on this. That's the problem with the playlist concept. Anyway.
Well, it's Discovery Season 4.
Terra Firma Part 2. Which was on episode 55 of It's Got Star Trek. If people want to hear more.
Wow.
That was a while ago.
Way back then.
I know, right? Because we're on episode 280 something.
Holograms.
Yeah, that particular clip, it was entertaining at the end.
I'm not joking, Lee.
The end bit with me, like me being funny, I like that. That was hilarious. The rest of the highlight clip, I don't know.
I like it when I was laughing.
Yeah, I like the part where you were laughing too. The thing about these highlight clips, again, this is what was stressful when trying to pull them, is we're trying to edit the episode. And as you're editing the episode, which is already a pain in the ass to begin with, as you might imagine.
You would know.
If you have ever listened to a proper episode of It's Got Star Trek.
It's a work.
You can guess that.
It's a magnum opus.
It can be a challenge sometimes to carve it into the delightful and coherent end product that we put out each and every week.
Holograms?
Yeah, but getting the highlight clips, you're editing and you're trying to listen for something that you think is highlighted. highlight clip worthy and making note of it so that you can grab it later.
Grab it.
And that was not necessarily so difficult when you're editing one of them random episodes of Star Trek from throughout the franchise history. But when you were doing week to week new episodes, that was a little trickier. And sometimes I think this highlight clip didn't excite me so much. It does the job, but it wasn't the most exciting highlight clip. All right, Jesse's rolling to see what's coming next. The too long rolling dice game.
Oh,
43. All right, not too far off from where we're at right now. Yeah. Okay, I am scrolling up to 43. People love this part. Okay.
What's it going to be?
It's going to be this.
I want to know how long those dudes had to practice that whole get up out of your chair and fling it behind you all slick.
Yeah.
They all did it perfectly.
Yeah, that was a probably one of the best Star Trek like fight scenes of all time.
Do you think that they learned that chair trick for this scene, or do you think that those people just all had prior bar fight experience and so had already had that in their tool bag to get up and sling their chair way back and make it look cool and not look silly? I guarantee you if I jumped up right now and slung my chair back, I would look like a fool and I'd probably trip over it.
Yeah, I would guess that there's stage combat classes and there's probably a repertoire of moves they teach you.
Chair jitsu.
So I like when T'Pol. Yep.
Click, click, click. Man, this is a nightmare. I had too much podcasting juice. What are you going to do? Which episode do you think that was, Jesse, that we were discussing?
Well, you know what? I was thinking it was the Trouble with Tribbles, but then like Dan just mentioned something about T'Pol. So I'm totally.
Oh, no. And that confusion is my problem because it autoplayed to the next unrelated clip.
Oh, was that the autoplay?
It was the Trouble with Tribbles. Oh, you were correct. And then it just popped into the next one.
Because that was where that fight was.
Yes, precisely.
With the Klingons.
This is one of those.
And Scotty.
This is one of those highlight clips that's great to view online because, unlike our regular podcast, which has no visual component beyond a static image, our highlight clips, at least
the visual image,
a certain era of highlight clips, the more recent ones, included edited clips from usually from the Star Trek show or some other visual gag.
I'm not jokingly.
And in this one, I edited together clips of the bar fight from the Trouble with Tribbles, to which I am referring with regarding the sliding the seats behind you when they stand up, exactly, to get ready for the fight. And I'm showing it in reverse and slow motion, et cetera, to accentuate it. So a good excuse to go check out our YouTube page and look at this playlist and find episode, in this case, 43.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All righty, Jesse. Let's have another one.
Hmm, 82.
I wonder what's so special about the number 82. You're like, interesting. I wasn't expecting that. Who would have expected an 82? Okay. Oh, this should be interesting.
I'm surprised those hooks didn't just go through it at the speed they were going. I mean, this is a giant thing. You know, as things are bigger, they kind of sometimes appear a little slower.
They got the sensors on the ends,
but it looked like
to avoid exactly that eventuality, Dan.
Right, but the what we saw wouldn't indicate that.
They wouldn't be very useful if all they did was destroy their targets.
Well, it didn't look like they had sensors that would indicate that, but that's fine. It looked like they were plowing into that effort.
Effort. Doesn't look like it has sensors.
No, it looked like it, I didn't see any sensors on there. I meant by the behavior of the clocks.
No, I got you. It's just,
I don't know, Patrick. I didn't see any sensors on those.
In Star Trek, it's such a funny concept.
Oh, man.
Are you coughing in some potions?
Oh, man.
Podcasting potions. Yeah, I don't
know. Okay, like, I remember that. Okay, that's another one where I remember, now that I've listened to it, I remember that it happened and it was a fun time, but I don't remember the episode.
All right. Well, that one I think is a little bit more tricky because it was No Small Parts.
Oh.
No Small Parts, which was Lower Decks season. Was that season two?
Maybe so.
Well, it was episode 45 of It's Got Star Trek. It was season one, episode 10.
Way back, dude.
That's right. It was the season finale of season one of Lower Decks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that's
That's way back.
That's a good episode.
That was one of the early
And I think we've always enjoyed discussing Lower Decks, one of our favorite series. I think that's true of most of us. Dan, what is your opinion on Lower Decks? Because I don't want to assume that it is one of your favorite shows. So I just wanted to check with you, Dan.
Tukovma.
No.
Bal Rampu.
Kalesh.
Talon Rampu.
Okay. All right.
Bokan Rampu.
All right.
Humantu. Lampu.
I get it. I get it. I get it. All right, Jesse, what are we looking at?
We are looking at 68.
68?
Six.
We're kind of sticking in a...
Six and eight.
Sort of like a certain zone here.
All yeah, right. It's a lot of double digits.
68. Okay, here we go. Here's 68.
So talking about duty and joy.
Duty.
Continue, please. Just
I'm just going to say the line.
Just keep going. You just got to keep going.
Duty and joy go hand in hand. Duty is there so you can continue to pursue your happiness. And joy is there so that you can have something real to fight for. Now, when she talks about duty, is she talking about, like, what do you mean it's there to pursue your happiness?
Okay. So, okay. I think what
are you supposed to...
I'm just noting that I think we've demonstrated the importance of acting capability. Because when viewing this episode, I was engrossed in the story, and I was like, oh my god, this is such a wonder, this is so interesting, all right. There's so many things going on in this conversation between these two powerful women, mm-hmm. and the mother and daughter, and but anyway, and this is not to denigrate Dan's acting capabilities, because he is not in that context.
I'm not worried about it.
All right, that's hilarious. Mm-hmm. I think that is pre-duty or no duty.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe even the germs.
But
the foundation of duty or no duty.
Which might be a discovery, which I think is originally like sort of the inspiration for duty or no duty.
It is definitely discovery. Yeah. It was from Unification 3 on episode 53 of It's Got Star Trek.
Hell yeah, dude.
That was a good one. All right.
Let's wasn't the last one we talked about a 50-something?
A what? It might no. It was like a 40-something, wasn't it?
Okay.
Or 68,
62. Sorry. No, I rolled. That's what I rolled. But like the number of it, the episode of It's Got Star Trek was like 50.
Yeah.
Well, okay, whatever.
They're sort of like somewhat related, not directly, but a little bit.
Hey,
the keeper of the numbers.
32.
Oh, interesting. All right. Especially since on this playlist. These numbers organized such that the lower numbers are the more recent
Chief O'Brien
episodes. Okay. Entry 32 in the artisanally selected highlight clip playlist.
The different levels for One Little Ship's video game. And I can bust through these really quickly. It all depends on you guys. So the first one would be avoid the Jem'Hadar death because they're attacking.
Would that be modeled off of the avoid the Noid video game? Was that ever a video game or
that
just
was.
A marketing?
It was a marketing, see, but it was an NES game.
This is what I'm talking about. Like, I'm saying...
No, this is conversation.
Yeah,
I mean, this is
conversation.
I'm asking.
Yeah, yeah, it's good conversation. So that I'm just telling you, when you get on the... I just want to break it down to you. When you get on my case for taking too long on a segment,
I don't believe I have ever gotten on your case for taking too long.
I think there was a couple times...
I often encourage it.
There's a couple times where you're like, you know... We're like, hurry up, we got to finish the podcast. And I understand, because, you know, you're editing it, and I respect that.
Yeah, that's not about cutting off a too long segment. That's about cutting off a too long podcast.
Yeah, sometimes, I feel like you've done it mid-segment. It's not a big deal. Okay, anyways.
I called Dan up the next day. I'm like, Dan!
Yeah.
Dan, I got to tell you something. You went 10 seconds too long on that colonoscopy joke.
Yeah.
Colonoscopy. Oh, I remember that.
That was the one with Jimmy.
Yeah, that was one of the times that our friend Jimmy joined us.
I was trying to do that. I did the joke about colonoscopy, and then Dan like tried to hijack it.
Yeah, you hear that, Dan? Jesse said you're trying to steal his jokes, trying to take his.
Well,
jokes
he didn't steal it, but he like tried to overshadow it with his own joke,
and it didn't land. He wasn't successful. I love this. Dan's going to be listening. He's like, oh, you guys.
He talked about a colonoscopy. That was the whole thing about colonoscopy.
This is another one of the highlight clips. And again, this is number 32.
Virtual colonar.
That I think has some fun visuals to go along with it, including visuals from the Super Nintendo or the Nintendo Avoid the Noid game from the 1980s.
Oh, that's right. This was a discovery episode.
It was Deep Space Nine's One Little Ship.
Oh, no.
And yeah, you should have known that because at the beginning, Dan says...
He said One Little Ship.
He said One Little Ship. He's like, here's the video game levels for One Little Ship.
I totally spaced.
Because he was, in that episode, in that discussion, he was utilizing an analogy to video games for how the plot of One Little Ship was sort of laid out because they had a series of obstacles. That's a fun Deep Space Nine episode.
Yeah,
where,
that was a good one.
Through some science garbledygook, runabout shrinks and flies around and they have to zap some Jem'Hadar and do some Gulliver's Travels type tomfoolery. It was fun. Fun stuff. Okay. Time for another number, Sir Jesse.
And we have 95.
Oh, that's good. Looking for a higher number. Scrolling down. Higher numbers, folks. Remember, higher numbers means older highlight clips.
Oh, shit.
Take that
shit,
as a
I
clue.
Won't remember.
All right, here you go. 95, right?
Tendi is an Orion, and they have not yet really addressed the stereotype, the tradition of the Orion women as the quote-unquote slave women.
The Orion syndicate.
Sex slaves. And I respected the fact that Tendi is not shown as some sort of sex queen or anything like that.
Yeah, no, that's
like,
good.
She's an awesome, smart woman, right?
Yeah.
This episode really showed her to be like, she needs approval from people. And it's not approval from a boss necessarily or whatever. She wants approval from everyone she meets, right?
Yeah.
And I'm curious if that's going to be a function of like her culture somehow or her psychology from being an Orion, if they're going to do anything with that.
It makes you wonder. Yeah.
Right.
You can presume that in Orion society, or at least traditional stereotypical Orion society, that if you're a woman, something you would be taught is that your worth is directly related to how many people are attracted to you, right?
Yeah, that's a good point.
You could interpret it that way. So I'm very interested to see if they do more with that.
Oh, man, that's hilarious. That's some ponderous shit.
It's another Jimmy one.
Yeah, Jimmy was joining us.
But it's like Lower Deck.
I was just lecturing on it. I was like, oh, I'm so serious. I'm talking about ladies and shit. That was fun, though.
Yeah.
It was a good episode.
But
I really,
how many podcasts was Jimmy on? Like just a couple, right?
Oh, yeah. No, Jimmy.
Maybe just a few.
Jimmy joined us for a few. Yeah.
A few.
We'll have to have him back soon.
Not a couple, but a few.
It was, this was episode 40 of It's Got Star Trek.
Yeah, it's way back.
We were discussing Moist Vessel.
It's like in the first season.
Yeah, it's first season. The highlight clip was a little boring. It's been viewed almost, you know, over 20,000 times.
I don't know.
That's somewhat embarrassing. It's like, oh. Blah, 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 blah. Anyway, okay, next one.
The next one.
So far we've...
75.
75, all right. So we've done some Deep Space Nine, we've done some Discovery, we've done some Lower Decks, we've done a TOS. Have we had any TNG episodes
We've
yet?
Had some TAS.
We did have TAS.
I don't think we've had any TG.
I don't think we've... Have we had any Voyager? I don't know.
No.
I don't think we've had Voyager.
Nope.
All right. Well, let's see. Wait. I forgot the number. What was it? 70-something?
75.
75. All right. Here we go.
Z is referred to as a guardian, and as Guardian Z of the spiritual community. So Z is some kind of religious figure, whereas Voss is some kind of executive legislator kind of dude.
An interesting distinction I had not considered. And if I'm going to interpret that in terms of metaphors, it's going to suggest that it's the political class that wants the maintenance of tradition because it allows them to control people.
Ah, hey, that's pretty good. I like that.
I like that too.
I'm down with
sounds
that.
Sounds about right.
Look at this.
Sounds
about right. Look at you getting three guys together in a room talking about Star Trek. All sorts of wacky, crazy stuff comes out.
We're going to save the universe.
That's wild.
We're going to save the Federation.
Wild stuff. Let's start with our local communities.
It's got
okay. I want to shoot for the stars. Clean up the shit around your fucking neighborhood first.
This is America. We shoot at the stars.
Okay, that was good. I enjoyed that one. That was a good, I liked that particular highlight clip. Part of what makes it work is it starts out sort of ponderous and boring.
Yeah.
And then like shifts into being like, no.
We're getting bleeped out.
They can be funny eventually, you know, they can be entertaining once upon a time. You just got to let it develop sometimes. All right. New number. Oh, wait, before you're way ahead of me. Which what was that episode?
I don't know. Okay.
You got to do that part. Okay. That was, I can tell you. Well, first of all, it was Discovery.
Let me tell you.
It was Discovery, and it was the episode called Forget Me Not from the third season of Discovery. It was a Trill focused episode, which is sort of, I guess, what I was talking about before we got entertaining. Okay, now we're ready for that number that you've already
26
pulled. Okay, 26. Give me a second here. Oh, that's a very recent one. Okay, good.
Whoa, look out.
Well, recent as in the list of actual highlight clips, which we stopped at a certain point. Yes, okay, here we go.
So they took the mobile emitter, and now the doctor has been integrated into that program. And again, it's nerdy, it's Star Trek-y, but it works so well to have the doctor. Now Robert Picardo gets to switch over to, okay, I'm in the program. I'm still myself, but now I'm like susceptible to the program's like vibe.
And they totally hypnotized him.
And they hypnotize his ass, and he, I don't know.
It's just like the most susceptible person to hypnotism ever.
Yeah, he was, and he played it so well. And Tom and Harry are just like, Jesus fucking Christ, this guy.
What is he saying over here?
My God, he's just telling them everything.
But the best joke of all in there was like, you know, it was like, they say if you learn a creature's true name, you're impervious to its charms. And they're like, what's your true name? He's like, I haven't decided yet.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That was the aforementioned.
What was that background shit?
Okay, so that was the episode we were talking about earlier, how when you and I discussed Fairhaven and Spirit Folk. And one of the conceits that I forgot until listening to that highlight clip, but one of the conceits of that episode.
So they took the mobile emitter.
Was that you and I had spirited ourselves away Ireland, and we were drinking in a pub.
The background noises?
And so there was background noises from the pub.
We had some nice potatoes.
This was, of course, all theater of the mind. We did not, in fact, go to Ireland. So apologies to anyone who was fooled.
We had some nice little sausages.
Yeah, but that was in episode 79 of It's Got Star Trek. So you got to go way back. But that was fun because throughout the podcast, Jesse and I get sort of progressively more toasty on the Irish whiskey. What was it? What we were drinking? Was it Redbreast or what we were drinking?
Yeah, it was some kind of Redbreast.
Redbreast. Yeah. Okay, that was a fun one.
There may have been a couple of types.
Oh, you know what? We ought to take a quick break, and then we'll come back and we'll do more of this silly nonsense. Be right back.
You.
All right, we are back.
Okay.
We've returned.
Should I roll up another one?
Evidence. Roll up another one, another fat joint.
I'm not joking.
A doobie. Are you gonna roll up a doobie? You're going to smoke some grass, Jesse?
Yeah, do.
Jesse, are you going to smoke some grass and talk about Star Trek?
Yeah, man.
As per the traditional ways?
Dig it, man. 67.
Oh, man, is that the number?
Yeah.
Oh, you know,
that's the number.
It'd be interesting to sort of map out where the distribution of numbers that have been rolled is.
Yeah, that's a listeners can...
Yeah, because this is very close, because we did 68. I think we did 68 before.
Yep.
A couple of these. All right. Well, here we go. 67.
The frequency was coming from a nearby neutron star at 5.75 kilohertz.
They should ask Officer Kenneth about
what?
They should ask Officer Kenneth.
No, I heard you, but I was doing the what? Like,
yeah,
what are you
Jesse's
talking about?
Got it. They got to ask Officer, like when you
what is going on right now? What's happening? And why did Jesse get it? Oh my gosh!
Okay. When you figure out about frequencies, there's only one person you can go to. There was only one man who would dare understand and be able to analyze the frequencies.
Lone Star.
No, Officer Kenneth.
What are you talking about?
Officer Kenneth, you're like, I got a frequency. I got to figure out the frequency.
Oh, what's the frequency, Kenneth?
Yes, Officer Kenneth.
So,
that's a good one.
Now I remember now that I hear
that
it.
Was like,
that was really great.
That was like a classic one.
Yeah.
The frequency was...
that was episode 54 of It's Got Star Trek.
Damn, dude.
The Sanctuary.
We're getting all those like 50s.
From Discovery's third season. So that was a good one. I said, some of our other ones for Discovery were, I don't know.
It was either going to be Discovery or TOS with somebody named Kenneth.
Kenneth. Yes. What's the frequency, Kenneth? I remember lunching out and not being able to get my shit together.
That was another lunchy one.
Which is entertaining because I'm usually all right, but when I lose it, I really lose it.
38.
Isn't that just great? It's great, moving on baby. Down the line.
Great, baby.
To 38. Here we go.
Something Waddle.
Mr. Waddle.
David Waddle. Billy Waddle. Robbie. I don't know.
Unless I missed it, I think we didn't hear what his Klingon name was.
The Klingons back then looked like humans and they had names like Arn Darvin. And it was easy to disguise yourself as a human when you look like a human. So.
you think he started?
I figured that was just his name was Arn Darvin.
He was just like,
if he was a human, his name would be Arnie Darvin.
Under your theory, they selected him for this particular spy mission primarily based on the fact that he's got a kind of human sounding name,
yeah.
But not quite. Arn Darvin.
It's like, did you say that the right way? Shouldn't it be said a different? It doesn't quite sound human.
Honey, you've given birth to a baby boy. What should we call him, honey?
I'm going
to
call him Arn Darvin.
It's like, but our last name's Devin.
your last name is Devin. Sorry to break it to you.
That's a fun one. Do you know which episode that was?
Well, it's either The Trouble with Tribbles or it's the Deep Space Nine.
Trials and Tribulations, right. Which... I recall being a wonderful episode to discuss.
Worf is all trashing on Arn Darvin.
Yeah.
Right.
It's an amazing episode. It's fun. I mean, everyone knows Trials and Tribulations. But if you don't, go check it out. It's a really great one. Doing the Forrest Gump-style stuff, except it's actually entertaining, unlike Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Which I used to be entertained by. And then one day,
it has a certain charm.
One day I woke up and I watched it and I was like, I don't think it's a good movie. Yeah. I kind of don't think it's a good movie.
It's baby boomer propaganda.
Well, let's not stir the pot. Let us continue our adventure in the old highlight clip library available on YouTube at It's Got Star Trek.
60.
Okay. Weird. We're really going for an interesting distribution here.
That's
calling all statisticians.
You can grab that shit, motherfucker.
Yes. It was 60 even, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I kind of guessed it was going to be another one of these.
The problem a lot of people had with this episode, according to the internet, was when Saru said, my heels are touching the ground.
Yeah, my heels are touching the ground.
That's what split a lot of people, because a lot of people like me were like, all right, whatever. I barely paid attention to it. And the other people were like, well, that's ridiculous, because I'm sure some of our listeners think this. I'm not meaning to mock you. And I immediately went into a mocking tone. But I don't know how to do it otherwise. I was like, well, how could his heels possibly touch the... How would his sensory perceptions change if he was on a hologram? First of all, he might not be like on a holodeck, right?
Hologram?
Secondly,
hologram?
It's an advanced holodeck.
Yeah, we don't know what that means.
That's the answer to any questions we might
hologram.
Have.
Hologram?
An advanced holodeck.
Another Jimmy.
That's another episode with our buddy Jimmy joining us.
I miss that guy.
Yeah, and...
he should be on our show.
Yeah, I agree. That was episode 57...
He's a smart fellow.
...of It's Got Star Trek. So this was number 60 on the list of highlight clips, episode number 57, Sukal, from Discovery's third season.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sukal, the source of some of the trouble in that season, both literally and sort of in a meta sense. All right, I can hear Jesse's numbers churning. He's churning those numbers.
56.
56. Wow. Okay, we're just keeping it tight here.
Statistics, baby.
Soon we might have to override this thing because it just wants to have us do highlight clips from Star Trek Discovery's third season. Shit. All right, we'll do this one. If we get another one.
I'm glad we got to sort of get to know him a little better, although he seems a little, I bet he's going to be kind of like an asshole to have to deal with, outside of that place. He's going to be a real narcissist, He's going to have that only child syndrome, to the max.
He's like a 100-year-old child.
Okay.
I mean... He's going to be a brat. You know,
he's just going to be a brat running around the mall.
It's going to be his
Kaminar.
Yeah, Kaminar did look like it puffed up. Kaminar
puffed up is one way to put it. Advanced technologically. Yeah,
there was all
way.
These flying things everywhere. Yeah, advanced technologically
looked like a cool place.
And he's probably going to go around thinking that he's the most important thing around. I mean, what did Saru ask him at one point? He was just saying like, surely you've noticed that you and I are different than the Hollows, and he responds with like, I've always felt that I was different.
And stop calling me Shirley.
All righty.
Right. So it's Discovery, and it's when like the guy that caused the burn.
Yeah,
right?
Sukal.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That Hope Is You, Discovery, Season 3, Episode 59 of It's Got Star Trek.
Wow.
Yeah.
So early.
Although if you go back then, you got to, you know, listen to them in order because, you know, it's a whole season of a show. So yeah. Listen to those in order.
That's like one of the first ones where he did the whole season of a show.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. Yeah. It definitely was. Well, Picard was the first one, I think. I think we first did Picard.
Yeah, Picard, then Discovery.
I think Picard, then Lower Decks, and then Discovery.
Yeah.
I think.
109.
Ooh, this one's way down there.
Way up there, baby.
Way up there number-wise, way down there in the number line or the timeline. Wait, what was it? 109?
109.
Okay, here we go.
You're talking about when Spock is watching the episode to get clues about the episode.
Exactly what I'm talking
about. Just like Commander Riker in Commander Riker does the same thing in Encounter at Farpoint. He loads up the episode in order to get up to speed on what's going on.
Yeah.
Previously on Star Trek.
So like when they upgrade their tape decks to like, you know, CD players or whatever, right. How are they going to do that unless their shit's modular? How do they have hardware upgrades in that fucking system? You'd think that they'd want to keep up to date. Because god damn it, a tape player is gonna eventually by year 2700 be out of date, mm-hmm. You know, at some point.
it's out of date by the next generation.
But watching them like do a tape player in Fast.
It's out of date by now.
I know, I was immediately thinking like, how are they gonna upgrade that thing to a better tape player when time comes? Yeah. Which it should have of course already had. But
no, I think it's gotta be modular. But yeah, I just thought it was hilarious that he was like, you know, we need some clues to solve this mystery.
It was straight out of
fucking Spaceballs.
Yeah, it was.
We need clues to solve this mystery. That's fantastic because this is one of my favorite visuals that I ever put together for the marketing of this podcast program that you're listening to. It's a scene from Spaceballs. Now, if you haven't seen Spaceballs, well, what are you doing? Come on, go check it out.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Go check it out. Sure, about a third of it is pointless waste of time, but just skip
it's
over
not
that
young Frankenstein.
Or don't worry about it. You know, yeah, it's not as good as Young Frankenstein, but the parts that are good are really good. Yeah. And there's a scene where Rick Moranis is with his number one, Colonel Sanders. They are attempting to find some fugitives, and they're watching the movie Spaceballs while they're in the movie Spaceballs. It's a great gag. But I really was proud of taking a still from that scene and editing in, nothing particularly complicated about it. The physical editing, none of that was complicated. The masking and all that stuff, Photoshop, very basic skills. But in concept, I'm proud of the concept, and I'm glad that I was able to execute it to the level that I thought was appropriate to the joke and was able to throw in sort of a little bonus joke hidden in the background in the Mr. Rental section of the screen, listing a number of VHS tapes. I put a little bonus prize there. But yeah, check that one out if you want to see the visual. It is in episode 33 of It's Got Star
Trek.
Wink of an eye when we discussed the Star Trek TOS episode,
TOS.
Wink of an eye.
That was a good one.
That was a good one. Okay, I think we're ready for another one of your magic numbers, sir.
61.
I thought you were going to say 69.
Shall let's roll again.
You want to roll again? So we don't have to do another Discovery one. Nothing against Discovery. We like Discovery. It's just
72.
It's a lot. 72. Yeah, it's pretty close. Yeah, okay. Let me see. 72 is a Discovery season 3.
Okay, let's go. Let's go again.
All right.
84.
84, might be better. Let's see, 84. Okay, I can tell you it is not Discovery.
Yeah.
Let's go for it.
Go for it. Oh, we were going to talk about the Leonardo da Vinci's thing that, at the end, which was because it was kind of like,
what are you saying?
I don't know.
So, pardon me, folks. We live in the Washington, D.C. area, and there seems to be a rash of microstrokes going around. We've all, over the last few weeks, I dealt with it last week. So please pardon, Dan. It's not COVID. Don't worry.
They're a result of microsingularities.
There's a bunch of microsingularities. They're coming out of the NIH.
There's a bunch of holes.
Yeah, NIH is doing physics now for some reason.
That some people think that's just some hypothetical bullshit the Vulcans made up, but I think it's true. I think there's enough evidence to suggest that microstrokes. Actually, there's Frankie Muniz had a bunch of microstrokes. I'm crossing the line a little bit on this one. Yeah, never mind.
It's a real thing. Yeah. People, if you have sickle cell disease, for example.
I'm an asshole. People thought,
little kids with microstrokes.
I'm sorry.
People thought the Vulcans made it up.
Yeah, well, the microsingularities, I think.
They didn't give us Warp 5 either.
No, they were dicks.
They were dicks about it. That's a fun one. Any clue as to what we were discussing? It's a bit of a tricky one.
I thought I had it, but I'm not really sure.
But you didn't. It was Crisis Point, Lower Decks, Season 1, Episode 9.
Oh, no, okay. I would never have guessed that.
Yeah.
I love that episode.
Yeah, that's a really good episode. And that was a good episode of the podcast, I think, too. I think pretty much I'd stand behind any of the Lower Decks ones.
Every episode of the podcast.
Yeah, I know. Jesse is a real... real go-getter when it comes to supporting the podcast. I think about a third of our shows are just strong shows.
It's strong.
And then there's some, they can't all be winners, as they say. But yes, that was Crisis Point. And did I mention which episode of It's Got Star Trek? It was episode 45 of It's Got Star Trek. Okay, now, I heard a little bit of rattling around, digital rattling.
36.
So I suspect Jesse has a number, and I suspect that the number is 36.
36.
It is 36. Okay. So I'm going to scroll back up. It's going to take me a moment here.
Let me sort this out.
Because I had a wee bit too much podcasting juice on the break. Okay.
Juice.
Back to number 36. And here we go.
You know, Harry calls Seven a drone at one point. Isn't that kind of fucked up?
I thought that was fucked up.
Yeah.
I was like, is that what they were calling?
Wait, Harry or Tom?
No, Harry.
Harry called, yeah.
Because when she was drunk, he was saying something like, looks like the drone can't hold her booze, or I don't know what he said. Something.
Maybe
he called her the drone.
Yeah. Maybe his deep-seated racism.
I thought that was
what
that was effed.
Yeah, he's like O'Brien.
That's prevented him from getting a promoted.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. Dan liked that one.
That was the Voyager where Tess was doing some kind of time travel-y stuff. And you saw Tess like older.
You mean Kes?
Kes.
Tess.
I'm sorry.
Timeless. That was Voyager's Timeless, which we discussed in episode 69.
It's right on the shit.
Episode 69 of It's Got Star Trek. Timeless. That was a fun one, as I recall. I think that was a fun one. Okay, what is next, sir?
Seventy-eight.
All right, here, let me see here.
Isn't that great?
Scrolling down to 78, which probably is Discovery. It is another Discovery one. All right, let's play this one. We have a popular following on Twitter.
Everyone loves us. We're the greatest in the world.
You might as well follow us if you haven't already, because, join the rest of your friends.
Nobody gets followed by more people than us.
It's not entirely accurate, but it's close to being accurate.
You there's the numbers a little.
The spirit of accurateness is in that statement. So you can follow us on Twitter or Instagram by visiting at
It's Got Star Trek.
It's Got Star Trek. At symbol, it's got Star Trek. You can search for us on Facebook. We're on YouTube. It's also, / It's Got Star Trek or whatever.
I think somebody followed me over here.
What?
I'm creeping down. He was like, oh no.
Because you're looking at the door and my back is to the door.
I thought that was going to be a dud. I thought you were just going to be like, what are you talking about?
No.
Stop ruining the podcast.
I looked at the door and I was like, there's no window. Then I looked at the window behind you and I thought I was going to see a fucked face.
I still got it.
Just the season, as I said. Happy Halloween, folks.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Like, I was going to be like,
that was like just any episode of the podcast until that thing happened.
Yeah. So that was
a pretty early one.
It was a Discovery episode, episode 48 of It's Got Star 48. Trek, where we discussed Far From Home from this third season of Discovery. I think all of them in this list are from the third season of Discovery. So I'm glad I played that, even if I was reluctant to play yet another Discovery one, because part of the fun of that is not only was it an entertaining interaction because you quite legitimately freaked the fuck out of Dan. I remember that. He did get spooked because he thought you were implying some monster was going to come.
I know, right?
But it was conveniently provided. I don't have to go through all the social media. Do I? Because I said most of it on there.
You said it already. It was like the whole end.
Yeah. I mean, nobody uses Twitter anymore, and we got to add in Blue Sky and stuff.
Fuck
but,
that guy.
You know, it's like, add It's Got Star Trek everywhere, right? It's easy. We'd make it like super easy for everybody to hang out with us on the old social medias.
96.
All right. We are going to play clip number Duty Daddy 96. Scrolling down, and here we go. I've probably been saying "here we go" too much. It should be like, and now
it's a regular amount.
And now ...
This isn't one of those situations. It wasn't. That's an order, you know. Sometimes I bring up times where people are like, you know, kiss me on the food face, kiss me on the food, the pie hole, kiss me on the pie hole. That's an order.
Kiss me on the food face.
Or they're like, go leave me here.
That's some like sexual harassment.
Yeah, you're right. That wasn't a great example. They don't really have that in Star Trek.
I was like, Captain Picard's like, Beverly.
But just imagine if
I'm ordering you to kiss me on the pie hole.
Just imagine if that was romantic somehow.
I like
not
savory pies.
Eel
pie, a London delicacy.
Okay, when they're like, you know, throw a fireball at my head and stab me in the butt and throw me off the cliff. That's an order. Captain, no, I won't leave you. That's an order. You know, it's that kind of deal.
Wait, what did they stab in the butt?
You know when shows, science fiction shows, where there's a ship and like the captain orders somebody in a science fiction show?
I got all that. I just am curious. I didn't catch what was being put into the person's butt.
It didn't matter. That's beside the point. Just like a sword or something.
Pound me in the food face.
Was that like the first one where we talked about like Dan's whole thing about that's an order?
I think it may be.
That's the origin of
I
that's
think
an
it
order.
May be one of the first, because it didn't even manifest entirely there.
Yeah,
but
right.
it very well may be. So this is when we were discussing Temporal Edict from Lower Decks first season. That's the third episode.
Totally.
The episode where many people argue things sort of kick into gear on Lower Decks after the first few. I'm a fan of Lower Decks from episode one of the first season, but I do understand what people are talking about when they say that it takes a few episodes for it to start to find its legs. And that's true. It's like, I mean, and they gave it the chance.
We had a mixed review on this one because you were like, you were not necessarily that impressed with this episode.
I can't even remember.
I mean, it had funny jokes, but you were like, you know, this whole temporal thing was not quite so cool. It was a little bit lame.
That's awesome. You can remember that.
Yeah,
do you have that disease?
I remember that.
Do you have that brain thing? Where you
got a brain, some kind of brain.
You got the brain thing where you got hit on the head and you remember everything exactly? Like, do you remember the what happened on like February 24th, 1939?
I was not alive then.
Oh, you can only remember things that you were alive for?
Yeah.
What happened on March 17th?
I'm not jokingly.
2011. Can't remember that.
2011.
I don't know. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, dude.
All right. New numbers. Did I say? Oh, that was episode 39 of It's Got Star Trek. Okay. New number. Going back down, which actually means more recently.
Yeah.
I think before we close down the show tonight in a little bit, we'll play the earliest one and the latest one, because that'd be an interesting comparison. Yeah. What number did you say? 26? 28.
Because that dude would have probably been on Earth until, what, like 2100 or something?
Something like that, at least, right?
Yeah. He was talking about that he was going to go through, trip? It was like,
Mestral.
He would have gone through 30 presidents.
30 presidents.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Like, he thinks there's going to be 30 presidents from the 50s on. Come on.
That'll be one of those classic Star Trek predictions that in the future looks silly.
Yeah,
you know, in the future post-apocalyptic wasteland, they'll
like,
be
actually,
like,
"America crumbled to pieces." Yeah.
They're like, "We got World War III right, but they didn't get 30 presidents."
30 presidents.
Back.
Yeah.
So
50 presidents and 7 kings.
Well, that was prescient and upsetting, Jesse.
Some kind of enterprise.
Yes, Enterprise Carbon Creek.
Yeah, okay.
One of my favorite episodes of Enterprise, where T'Pol tells the story about, I forget, it was her great-grandmother or something like that.
Something like that.
Who happens to look exactly like T'Pol.
Totally.
And is hanging out on Earth in, what was it, the 40s, 50s, something like that?
It was like the
50s. 50s, yeah, because they were watching I Love Lucy at one point.
It was like, was it Pennsylvania?
I believe it was Pennsylvania, some sort of a coal town.
There was a diner.
It was all sorts of interesting
stuff.
There was
a mine.
T'Pol invented Velcro.
She invented Velcro.
In order to raise some money to send a boy to college.
Right.
It was quite the show.
They goofed on that in Lower Decks.
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit.
Okay. Oh, wait. I forgot. I have to say, I did say it was Carbon Creek, but we discussed it in episode 77 of It's Got Star Trek.
Wow.
All right, cool.
So I much think content.
We are ready for another one.
53.
Shall I roll again? No, I think 53 is good. Okay. Let's check out 53. What's kind of interesting is I don't think we've gotten any TNGs yet, have we? Maybe there's just not a lot of TNGs in this thing. I don't know. No, there's. I see. No, that's a detour. No. No, that's a TNG one, but it's not the one we picked. That's number 50. Anyway, 53, here we go. This show, Bound, is kind of interesting because it's Star Trek, but it's like what white men in the mid-2000s thought was a version of woke feminism.
Yes, that's the main thing.
Thought was being woke.
It was like,
the women are actually in charge.
Right. It's like, it doesn't matter that the way they're depicted is how classic media depicts women who are, or people who are enslaved and you know, oppressed. They're being depicted in the exact same way as traditionally the enslaved women would be depicted. But yeah, now though, it's like, oh no, but it's like,
they use chemicals and feminine wiles to trick the men into doing their bidding, which is not, just to mark this down, that is not a feminist perspective. Yeah. That is something that happened in history, and it happened in history because of the constraints put on the power women were able to wield in many cultures. Ha, all right. So
that's the Enterprise with the Orion.
It is. That's another one where I was just like, okay, I'm just going to... Dan and I are just opining for a little bit. Good points.
Yeah.
Good points. It's just always funny to me when it shows up in the highlight clips and it shows the difficulty sometimes. I'm sure there was something more funny in the episode that I just didn't get to in time.
Nah.
All right. Let's do a few more of these.
Okay.
Let's do one more random one and then I'll do the oldest one and the most recent one.
Hell yeah.
73. We might have done that one already.
Shit.
Yeah, let's pick a different one.
113.
113. Okay. Scrolling down to 113. Prime Directive. Okay.
Prime Directive.
There's a lot we can discuss here. But I think the child abandonment, naming the child Jason, even worse, we're presuming, we are giving the doctor the benefit of the doubt and assuming that when he said he had a child, he means that he met a local barmaid or young aspiring soprano.
And she had
a child from an abusive relationship and she helped her get out of it. And then they grew close and then he got married and he raised this child as his own for a couple years. That's the weird thing about having a child and only being there for 3 years, because we're presuming he didn't like shack up with a chick straight away. Maybe he did, but presuming there's some buffer time.
I bet you he did.
He knew this kid all of what, two and a half years, and then left. And in his mind, he's like, I had a child. He was my boy.
Yeah, and he goes, one needs companionship. And all Janeway said is, you'll get no argument from me. That was her whole responsible thing after she told him not to fucking like make contact.
Oh, man, that's funny. That was, can you guess which episode that was from?
It was the Voyager, and there was like some kind, like the doctor went down to a planet and he lived a whole life.
That's right. Blink of an eye where on the planet things were evolving very quickly.
Yeah.
Okay. Great episode of Star Trek Voyager. And it's kind of interesting because we also did TOS's Wink of an Eye, which was a previous sound clip. I believe we played a highlight clip from Wink of an Eye. Maybe not. I could be imagining that. All right, so Voyager's Blink of an Eye, which we discussed in episode 31 of It's Got Star Trek. That's super old. You can tell from the audio quality. And Mike was like, hey everybody. Hey. It's got Star Trek. Childhood abandonment. Oh, no. Okay, now I'm going to just go ahead and play a TNG one, because we haven't gotten a single TNG one, and I figured let's have at least one TNG one before we play the final two clips. Okay, so see if you can guess which episode of TNG we are discussing here.
What is
looking at me for affirmation? No, I agree.
I'm just looking. To
now
let
he's
you...
looking at me.
No, I'm looking. I'm not looking for affirmation. I'm looking because we're having a conversation, and it's sort of signaling that, like, yeah, we're having a discussion now.
I know, right?
We're having a discussion
of a sort.
They call it a podcast.
See,
now he's pointing his thumb at me.
Because he's looking at Jesse and pointing. He's doing that thing where he's just like here. He's just like, Dan's saying something really silly right now. Dan's saying something really silly.
I'm just being cheeky.
Yeah, then he's doing that thing where he responds like, no, it's fine, Dan. No, I'm not.
He's just being cheeky.
Just being cheeky and charming.
He's totally tickled with the fact that he's cheeky.
So you were saying...
I could say 1 + 1 = 2, and you could be like... Ho, 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 ho.
Well, why don't you give it a try?
I refuse. I'm not falling into your traps.
All right. So...
That's another one, like, I totally remember.
Yeah.
Now that I hear it.
Yeah, that was a fun one.
I don't remember the episode.
Yeah, no guesses. It was TNG, of course. It was when we discussed Frame of Mind, where Riker goes insane.
Right.
Sort of insane. Episode 30. So previous one was episode 31. This was episode 30 of It's
Way
Got Star Trek.
Way back, baby.
Way back there. Okay. Now, speaking of way back there, I'm going to go ahead and pick the very first highlight clip we did. Now, we did not do highlight clips for our first chunk of episodes.
Yeah.
I'll still let Jesse try to guess this, and the audience at home can try to guess what we're talking about here. But this was the very first highlight clip that we put together. I don't know what's in it. I can tell it's 1:18, which means it's overlong for a highlight clip, which really should be between 30 seconds and a minute. On the shorter side is the better. But I guess I had not figured that out yet. So without further ado, our very first highlight clip. The reason why, and this is canon as far as I'm concerned, that Data has a giant penis is because, and
I'll tell you, it's canon, all right.
Because Dr. Soong, of course, like any of us. He was kind of a prick. You can imagine that when Dr. Soong is making androids, he's clearly a narcissist. He's made them in his own image, right? So he made them look like him. And in that process, he would give them his penis. But because he's a narcissist, because he's a man, he would inevitably inflate the size of the penis as compared to his actual penis, right? He would attach to that robot something at least 25% larger. He might not go crazy. He might not go insane larger, but at least 25% larger. So that's point number one. Number two, it is well known that Dr. Soong did in fact have quite a large penis to begin with.
Wait a minute.
So he didn't have like some tiny penis. So he had a large penis to begin with, and then his arrogance led him to create this golem, mechanical golem creature with a 25% larger penis, even still than that which he already possessed.
Yeah, because it's never big enough, right?
Like, exactly. In the mind of a man, it is never big enough.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Classic.
Yeah.
Old school.
I remember that.
Yeah, and that one was, I guess we don't... Do we have any clues in there? Well, it's Picard. It's what we're doing is Picard. Okay. I don't know because that was so early that I didn't tag it properly. I don't even know
which
episode.
It was like the first season of Picard or something?
Yeah, it's got to be like episode like 9 or 10 or 11, something like that of it's got Star Trek.
Because we did like the pilot episodes for all the shows.
Yes. And then
we like jumped into like Picard.
Picard, yeah, with the pilot episode of Picard. Anyway, so sorry I don't have the number for that one, but it's an old one. That was like pretty far back in the catalog, very early. We didn't know what we were doing. We are sometimes accused of not knowing what we were doing.
It was fine.
Today.
That sounded like just any other podcast. But.
Yeah, I mean, kind of. Okay, and now just to wrap things up, I'll go ahead and play what is the most recent highlight clip, which is still not altogether that recent. I can tell you it was posted 3 years ago.
Fuck.
That's the last time we posted one of these highlight clips. Fuck. Maybe we should be doing... back. More of these. November 17th, 2021 was when this was posted. All right. I will go ahead and play that right now.
It's funny because sometimes...
It's fun. We love you.
I'm reminded sometimes, okay, we spend so much time goofing around and having fun that I'm
so
reminded...
So much fun.
I'm, yes,
we're weird.
A great deal of fun.
Why are we so weird?
A great deal of weirdness.
We're so weird.
There's a certain degree of
people don't always understand me because I'm so weird. But that's also what they say they like about me.
Occasionally
I'm so weird.
Limitations to the comprehension people might have of us because of our degree of weirdness.
Ah!
And, you know, occasionally we just shout out a bunch of nonsense and gibberish. These are all facts, sure. You know, it's a subjective thing, this whole...
Those facts are so random.
okay. Our man Bashir, he's got a hologram. He's got holograms.
He's got holograms.
Hologram.
Oh, man. Oh, you know, I forgot about that. That's actually that's one of my favorite clips ever. Yeah. Honestly, that's
so random.
That's Dan is just being so fucking hilarious. Man, that's great.
Yeah.
We stated it outright. That's
Dan's greatest hits.
We discussed Our Man Bashir, Deep Space Nine's Our Man Bashir, in episode, I believe it was 103 of It's Got Star Trek. So let me confirm that. Yes. Episode 103 of It's Got Star Trek. Go back and listen to that one. I remember that one being really fun. Now, for those who aren't aware, normally Dan is here, our good buddy compatriot Dan, and he plays awesome sound clips that he clips from the show and saves up and plays.
He's sadly all that.
And he's not here today to play the sound clips, as you can tell in this episode. And
Danny Long Clips.
It was something that developed over time, but didn't really start being a common thing until episode about 170, 169, 170 is when Dan sort of really fully implemented an idea he'd been banding about for quite some time.
It was a while before we even did like the Chief O'Brien.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Chief O'Brien comes from episode. Right. It was when we discussed Shadow Play,
right? Or like sometimes we would say "I'm not jokingly," but like the actual clip of "I'm not jokingly" like didn't come about till later.
Precisely, yes. Yeah. So that all being said, I think actually, you know what? I want to play one more bonus one. To think of it, I'm going to do a bonus one before we close things down. And we'll tell you about another bonus that's coming out this week for you all's enjoyment. But first, because again, we didn't do a lot of TNG, so I wanted to pick at least one other TNG episode, or when we discussed a TNG episode. See if you can guess which TNG episode we were discussing in this highlight clip.
Off in the distance.
I can't keep up anymore.
The game's dragging on.
I'm just kidding. I'm just playing with you. But suddenly everyone's looking at me.
My mind has been wondering what could it be. They point to the sky
I
look up above.
And a baseball falls into my glove. I play right field.
It's important, you know.
You gotta know how to hit it.
You gotta know how to throw.
That's why I play right field, way out where the dandelions grow.
Making it great.
Pizza Hut commercial from the VHS copy of the first Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie, which is a great movie. Go check it out.
Yeah, partially based on the graphic novels, too, which is good.
The commercial or the movie?
The movie. The commercial.
I want to see the graphic novel of the Pizza Hut commercial.
You were singing a Pizza Hut commercial?
Yeah, it was a Pizza Hut commercial.
It was like a They Might Be Giants song.
Oh, I love that clip. I love it for a number of reasons. It's always fun to harmonize with Dan, is one thing, of course.
He's a very musical guy.
I very much enjoyed Dan's tired exasperation when I made the joke about he referenced the clearly intending to refer to the movie being based in part on the original TMNT graphic novels. And I said, like, the commercial or the movie? And he's like, the movie. And then, of course, Jesse's not being familiar with that because he didn't watch the VHS tape 1,000 times.
Right, yeah. Like, I've only seen that movie like once or
Dan
twice.
Dan and I did. Okay. Well, I think that will do it for us this week. We appreciate you, whoever stayed this long, listened this long. We appreciate you enjoying this little experimental diversion. We just came up with this at the last minute. We thought it'd be fun, given the circumstances, that we just wanted to put together something fun for y'all so we didn't leave you in the lurch. As soon as we can, we'll get back to acquisition. Just follow us on social media, @It's Got Star Trek, to check out what we will be discussing. It should be acquisition next week, but we'll see. Just, you know, just check out social media. You can also look at our website, www.itsgotstartrek.com, for the latest and greatest news and information. Jesse's rolling some dice. And
what rolling them dice.
Rolling some dice. Should I play one more clip on our way out here?
Sure.
Oh, but before I do, we'll also, along with this bonus episode, I think we've just decided it's a bonus episode. We're going to call this a bonus episode. Fuck, so along with this bonus episode, what we'll do is we'll release something from behind our Patreon wall. We'll pick something fun and put that on the public feed so everyone can check it out. We've got a lot of fun stuff at patreon.com/itchgotstartrek. So it'd be fun to let everyone get to listen to some of it and give you the requisite amount of content that you'd come to expect from us week to week. So with that, Jesse's going to give me a number. We'll play one more highlight clip and we'll be out of here for this week and talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Ten.
The set. The animated set.
Yeah, animated.
I really feel like I should break out into song right now.
The animated set.
The set.
A paradox.
The most set. Ingenious paradox. A pair of socks.
I am the very muddle of a mutter major general.
Two different musicals.
I know they're two different musicals. I know they're two
What's
different musicals.
What's the pair
musicals.
Of socks?
That's Pirates of Penzance.
Oh, yeah. Snap. Right. You guys are hip.
I never actually saw
What the hell am I looking at? When does this happen in the movie?
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
We passed then.
When?
Just now. We're at now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.